Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah. Well, we are halfway there to the weekend. Good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. So today is National Senior Health and Fitness Day, and so if you are a senior, you want to listen to this, but even if you're not, you want to not wait until you get to be a senior to start getting yourself in shape. We are bringing back trainer Miriam Benton to kind of help us along the day. Good morning, sir. How are you? Oh, no. We've got to find out where Mr. Benton is. He's supposed to join us today. Anyway, so on the last Wednesday in May each year, the seniors are encouraged to participate in various activities. And so I want to know if you are a senior, what activities do you do to keep yourself in shape? The number is 516-387-1944. I know, and I'm not sure if this is still happening, but before the pandemic, mall walking was kind of a regular thing. I used to see seniors out in the malls walking just to kind of just, especially in Florida, you want to be outside, inside if it's hot. If you are somewhere where it's cold, I'm sure you want to be inside doing some walking to try to keep warm. But in any case, you want to stay active. So what is it that you do to keep yourself in shape? We want to know. The number is 516-387-1944. Is Mr. Benton on the air yet?
Can you hear me?
Hey! Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing awesome.
Great. Thank you for joining us again. So, you know, refresh everybody. Tell us who you are, what you do, and let's help our senior community out, including me. trying to stay relevant, trying to stay active and in good shape as much as possible.
Well, I am Marion Trainer. I have been in the business of training and fitness for about 25 years. And of course, my website is MarionTrainer.com. And I'm here basically what I've been doing years, and most of my clientele are actually over the age of 50.
Okay, so no better person. Then kind of get us along there. So I know for me, most mornings, because I do slack off, but I didn't this morning. Not totally. I missed a few minutes. But I do Zumba. I am thinking about going back to the gym since things are a little bit better. I stopped going during the pandemic, but fortunately I had already had a set of Zumba DVDs that I would do for approximately 45 minutes a morning, Monday through Friday. But I know that there's suggestions that you kind of need to vary your routine a little bit. What are your suggestions?
Say that again.
What are your suggestions in terms of a routine for seniors in terms of and how long per day, how many days a week, or do you have any type of suggestions with that?
If you're deconditioned, I would suggest to start off walking, doing like a little brisk walk 2 times a week for like the first 2 weeks, and then bring it up to 3. And once you get your air and your wind up, may consider doing a little bit of resistance training.
Okay.
And if you
is that resistance training? Do you need equipment to do resistance training? Is it something you can do at home without equipment? Or tell us how to do that.
You can get you a pair of dumbbells, you have a bench, and you can do it at home. And they do have instructions. Usually it comes with some of the equipment that you do buy, and there's very little equipment that you'll need. I mean, dumbbells, and it depends on what your strength level is. If you're a beginner, I would get anywhere between 5 to 8 pound dumbbells
mm-hmm.
and start out with that. And you can basically do like a whole body routine with the dumbbells. And that's one of the things that I specialize in, for people to be able to do things at home even when they're not with me.
Okay. All right. And then so now that I guess does more work in terms of your arms, your upper body and whatnot. And I'm assuming you kind of need that because if you're walking a lot, that kind of does work more on your lower body. But what types of things, let's say if you have arthritis or osteoarthritis or something that kind of restricts some of your movement, how do you suggest we handle that?
You can get bands. Because you can gauge with some of the bands have like fitness levels. Almost just like when you go to physical therapy, they'll give you bands.
Okay.
Like if you got a bad shoulder, if you have arthritis. And the main thing with, I would say for most people, if you do have arthritis, you may need to look at how you're eating because some of the foods could be more acidic, which also just sparks and inflames and make the arthritis worse.
So like I'm thinking, when you say acidic, I'm thinking the two that always pop into my mind automatically is orange juice and tomatoes. Are those some of the foods and you know, like a citrus, which is, I guess, if you're down here in Florida, it's kind of hard to resist citrus. But what type of foods have more of the acid that we need to avoid?
Well, it's usually is some cooked foods, depends on what you're seasoning your foods with.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of foods that are acidic. They just, because when you think acidic, you're thinking oranges and you're thinking tomatoes, but it's a lot of other foods that have a high acid level, which is why you
mm-hmm.
hear that term, but after they finish eating, the acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
And basically,
and
it's just like, curtail some of the foods, like eating more fruits and vegetables, and knowing the order in which certain foods you should eat and the times you should eat them. Like most people don't know, you should not go to bed. If you're going to eat, you need to wait 2 hours before you go lay down.
Okay. All right. And now, are there certain foods that you need to eat earlier in the day versus later in the day?
I would basically say complex carbs. Complex carbs like rice, baked potatoes, you eat starches, pasta, because those are heavy. And as you get on later in the evening time, you eat more fibrous carbs, which are like your green vegetables.
Okay. All right. So now also, too, you know, they – And I'm a sweets addict, of course. So this is kind of hard for me. But I understand that sugar is really, well, we know sugar is not that good for you. But there's more and more talk about sugar being more poisonous to the body than you know, we've thought of in the past, causing a lot more damage. And so one of the reasons I bring that up is because I understand that, you know, maybe foods with a lot of sugar. I heard at one point you don't eat those too late in the day because you want them, I guess, to metabolize through your system or whatever earlier in the day. So I had heard at one point to not eat, let's say, if you're eating fruit that have high sugar content even, to not eat those after, I think I heard, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, it depends on what fruit. Like, you know, pineapple, which is, you know, a great fruit, and pineapple is good for inflammation.
Oh, okay. All right. I better tell my husband about that one. That we got one sitting over there. So, okay. That's good to know. So anyway, in terms of, you know, seniors trying to, I guess, like I said, maintain some vitality in their lives, and we talked a little bit about walking, and we talked about some resistance training. What other types of activities should we be doing?
And like I said, it depends on your condition level. If you're someone who mm-hmm. has never done anything, I would start out with a brisk walk, and I would start out about 20 to 30 minutes and do that twice a week. Now, mm-hmm. if you're a person who has worked out before, you still have to start back slow to build yourself back up. It's just that you'll get there quicker than a deconditioned person who's never done anything.
I see. Okay. All right. And so let's say, like I said, with the pandemic, you've been away from the gym and you're going back. You obviously aren't supposed to just jump right back into that routine. And then, certain things over the course of that time may have happened to your body in terms of just not being used to doing the same things. One of the things I used to do, and it was a struggle for me when I first started, and I got into a good clip once I got to it, was the elliptical. You know, now mm-hmm. I've been away from the elliptical for about a year. I know I need to get back to it once I go back to the gym, but I am truly dreading it, to tell you the truth, because it took me so long. I used to struggle to get 5 minutes done, and then I was doing, you know, a minimum of 30 minutes, you know, 20 to 30 minutes on there, and now I'm afraid I'm going to have to start back at 5, you know, so.
Well, the goal is to get started back.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you said you went back and you wanted to do 3 minutes or you wanted to do 5 minutes, do it at your level of speed. You can do it at that time until you build up.
Okay. All right.
Challenge yourself. I mean, that is the way you really get in shape, and getting in shape is a relative term to whatever you want for your body might be different for the next person's body, but you just have
okay.
to start somewhere.
All right. All right. Now, I guess what we need to look at also is attire when we're doing these things, especially picking, I would say, if you're going to be walking a lot, a good pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggestions for someone that's getting back out there? And I guess also, too, looking at surfaces to walk on, you know, there's your sidewalk. But then you sometimes have these nature trails that you can walk on. What's the best surface to walk on, and how do you select a good shoe to walk with?
If you could find a good track, that will be ideal. But if
mm-hmm.
you can't, there are some places that, and it's more, say, being kind to your knees, which is why you have a lot of mall walkers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would look for shoe with extra cushion. And usually it's places, and we have one where I'm at called Fleet Feet. They'll basically put the right insole and insert in your shoe that's going to conform to your body and to what your gait needs.
Okay. And I think I've seen them before. Now, men versus women, is there a difference in terms of what they should be looking for in terms of the type of, well, let's talk about types of workouts. Are there differences in terms of the type of workouts that they should be doing? Sometimes I go to the gym, when I was going to gyms, I would see with some women that were really trying to keep up with men, but in terms of the types of workouts, but I'm not sure that the same workout is good for, you know, a woman as it is for a man. I mean, I think there may be different needs.
Oh, and there definitely are. I mean, for most men, they want the, you know, the muscle, and they want to lift and feel that iron with the weight. And for women, they want to be more toned. And it depends on what, basically, there's some women and men who can do along the, they may do some of the same exercise, but the weight just is different. And then, like, you have runners. Well, there's some women who want to run and some men who don't want to run.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I was suggesting shoes, especially for women who want to run, it would be Brooks. You can use Brooks shoes. They're very comfortable running shoes. And usually they say, you know, shoes are like cars, and you get certain miles. And I think you can get about 200 miles out of certain pairs of shoes, especially running shoes.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that's good to know.
Like, I wouldn't give you an exercise. Like, somebody says, well, I want a bigger chest. Well, I wouldn't give you the same exercise if you said, I just want to tone my chest area.
Mm-hmm.
It would be too different. So, yes, and that's why consultations are very important for people to talk and say what they want, and somebody could basically chart out the type of exercise that's going to fit your body type versus trying mm-hmm. to one size fit all, because it doesn't.
Okay. So now, is there a better time of day? I mean, I know everybody has to really do it according to what their schedule is, but if schedule wasn't a complication, is there a better time of day to do your workout, and why?
Preferably in the morning, because you don't have today's issues on you yet.
Okay. All right. And that's kind of why I like to do it, because there's really, like, once the day progresses and it starts to get, you know, busy depending on how the day goes, there's really no excuse for, you know, not doing it if you've gotten it done already.
Exactly.
So, this is your business. This is what you do on a regular basis. But for you personally, what is your workout routine like? How much time do you spend, and how many days do you spend?
As of now, you know, I just turned 50 years old, and I've been working out myself for about 33 years, since 1987,
mm-hmm.
a little more. These days, I work out about four times a week. When I was competing,
mm-hmm.
I worked out about five or six.
Okay.
I just do one, no more than two body parts at a time, and I definitely get cardio in, especially for the heart.
Okay. All right. So when you say you were competing, what kind of competing were you doing?
I was a bodybuilding champion.
Oh, okay. All right. So
if people did the name.
So I'm just curious, as a bodybuilding champion, when you – I know you had to build up to have your physique in a certain condition. After you decided to get out of that arena, how did your routine change, and how did your body change, and what did you do differently to still be healthy but not necessarily be in competing condition?
I still watch what I ate. When I wasn't competing, 5 days a week I would have my meals, and then on the weekends I'd have what I want, especially when I wasn't competing. If I wanted a burger, if I wanted a slice of pizza, I ate it.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I think there's this school of thought that you can't – those are the things you can't have. You can't have a burger. You can't have a pizza. And you're going to spend, I guess, an extra amount of time just trying to work that stuff off. But, you know, and there's this, I guess, conflict in terms of cheat days. So
mm-hmm.
What's your school of thought on that?
Well, as far as I would tell anybody, I swear, I never tell anyone to give up anything. I just tell you to reroute the way you do it. Now, you can't be a 3 or 4 time a week fast food person and think that there's going to be some sort of change, because it's not. But if you treat those things like it's a treat, so if it's Monday through Friday, when you get off work after Friday, you might say, well, you know what, I want to stop by Chick-fil-A or I want to stop by McDonald's. You can do it without the guilt.
Okay.
People
all
get
right.
themselves so much that it starts to become overwhelming, so they just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of saying, oh, well, I'm here now. I'm messed up, so I'm just going to keep doing it. It doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. My husband and I recently celebrated our anniversary away from home, and it was fun. And I mean, I actually did a lot more walking because we were in an area where people walked a lot, and we walked, you know, to different restaurants and went to the beach, and I went to the pool and everything. But we indulged. We did. We went out because we were celebrating our anniversary. So we did go out to lunch. We went out to breakfast. We went out to dinner. Although I did bring some things with us to kind of supplement to keep us from doing too much of the unhealthy stuff. But when I got back and weighed myself, I was horrified. I've been kind of trying to pull myself back for the brink anyway, but now it was the first time in my life I had gone over 200 pounds. And I was horrified and mortified. I'm like, oh, no, I cannot do that on any type of regular basis whatsoever. And I was also puzzled because of the fact that I felt like we were a lot more active walking, you know, to the different places. Than I probably was if I was home. So I just felt like there was this contradiction there, or the walking and extra activity I was doing should have balanced out some of what I was eating. But apparently that wasn't the case. So what was I doing wrong?
Well, you probably wasn't burning as much as you were taking in.
And that's tremendously hard. Because it's hard to keep track of what you're taking in. And even if you're not taking in a lot, I guess it has to do with the calorie and fat count of what you're taking in.
Yeah. So let's just say if you ate a burger. Usually most burgers are in between 1,000 to 1,100 calories. And let's just say you walk for 30 minutes. You might only burn 300. It depends on the level and the speed at which you're walking.
And that 1,000 calories for some people is almost a day's worth of what they should be taking in anyway, for some, if you're trying to lose weight.
It depends on the person, because I'd have to, like, talk and listen to the person and see what they have going on, because some people will be good on a 1,500 versus a 1,200 caloric diet. So for every 10 pounds of muscle you have on you, you will burn 500 calories.
Okay. All right.
There's 3,500 calories in a pound. So if you ate 500 calories, let's say if you only ate 500 calories a day, at the end of the week, that's 3,500. You could put on a pound a week, realistically. And most of the time, it's going to be mostly water.
Okay. All right. So, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Are there foods that you can eat that will help you reduce your water weight?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or are there exercises that you can do? Okay.
Well, if you exercise and you sweat, you're going to lose water weight. As far as certain foods, they're like asparagus. It's like a natural diuretic.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be getting some of that real soon because I haven't had that in a while. Good to know. So now, also, as you age, your metabolism changes, and for women, you know, hormonal changes and whatnot that seem to make it much more difficult to maintain a steady, a great weight or maintain certain good physical qualities, good health qualities. How do you suggest seniors manage that, especially women?
Well, I always tell women, you know, I use it to, and if it's too late, I mean, if you're beyond the age of 35, which is, I always tell people to go get a hormone panel done. That way, when you get older, you have a marker to look at, say, okay, this is when I was at optimal. But if you haven't done that and you and you're experiencing issues now, what you should do is go get a hormonal panel done, especially if you're a woman. What's your progesterone level? What's your estrogen level? And what's your testosterone level? Because all those have to be balanced out. And if they're not balanced out, you're going to be going that up and down, which is going to cause frustration.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did partner with a I actually partnered with a women's supplement company called Pink Lotus. And they're on my website, MarionTrainer.com, and you can click on the link Pink Lotus. But they do have a supplement that addressed that issue with women who are concerned about their hormones.
Okay. So that's good to know. Because I know for me, and I'm still kind of bouncing back and forth to things. When I was first diagnosed, I was hyperthyroid. And it seems now that I may be going other ways. It's a very tricky process trying to keep those levels in check. You know, and like there's three that they test for me, and there's usually one that the more difficult one to get that normalized, and you know, it takes longer to get that one normalized than the other two, and we're constantly revisiting the medication levels. To make sure that I'm not taking too much medication, but then my levels are not too far out of kilter. So that, you know, it's a constant thing of trying to manage that. And so,
because a lot of things will affect your thyroid, you know, and that's something that's kind of, and I always say it has women suffering in silence, where there are ways. But my thing would be, write down how you're eating. Because it could be some of the foods that are triggers for some of the menopausal and some of those thyroid issues.
And the two, menopause and thyroid, seem to mimic each other in certain cases in terms of certain symptoms. You know, but you have to get checked, because by the time I was diagnosed, I really think that I had it for a while, but didn't know because I was dealing with other issues.
Well, it can be overwhelming, and plus it can be more stressful because you're trying to figure out where is this unwanted weight coming from. Because you have, like, most people with thyroid, they will get prescribed Synthroid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Synthroid, you have, like, four different thyroids. You have your T1, the T2, T3, and T4. And most of the one that gets addressed is the T4, which is your body fat regulator, which is when you're on that, people experience the weight gain around the stomach area.
Mm-hmm. I was reading something recently too that talked about especially for African American women, higher cortisol levels tend to contribute to midsection body fat. But because of being an African American woman, there's a lot of that fight or flight conflict that goes on within us, and if it's not managed correctly, that leads to those excessive cortisol levels that produces the stress that produces stress that produces cortisol levels that produce the midsection body fat.
Mm-hmm. And it can. It's just that people think that they can manage stress well, and they technically it wears you down.
It does. It really does. So I know you only have a couple minutes left, a minute left. So for our seniors out there, what give us some really quick tips in terms of what we should be doing to stay in shape, especially like you were talking about stress. I know COVID has been a big stressor. So what should we be doing in order to stay healthy?
Start by doing some sort of activity. For some people who cannot be self-motivated, get with the group. I mean, they do have walking groups.
Mm-hmm.
They have some people who meet in the park, and they may do body weight exercises.
Okay.
And what I would do is, like, watch what you eat, because the biggest thing with older people, especially if they live alone or they live with someone and, you know, they're doing their own thing, it is a you have this tendency to eat a lot of sugar. Because we do what they call snacking.
Yeah. Yes, I know it will, unfortunately.
Okay. And before I leave, because I do have a little more time. I would say before people frustrate themselves and not know or say things like, well, I'm older now, so I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. But remember, the worst thing about getting older is if you feel like you're dying, but you're still alive.
Yep, that's true. That is true. Wow. Yeah. Well, you said you had a few minutes still, right? Can you come back?
Mm-hmm.
Can we take a break and come back?
Yeah, we're fine. We'll be fine.
Okay, good. So we are here with Marion Traynor. The number, if you have questions for Marion, is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Mm-hmm. Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arglic. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you?
Hi, welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Today is National Senior Health and Fitness Day, and we have Marion Traynor on to give us some insight in terms of what we should be doing as seniors. And if you're not a senior, you still need to be listening because you have seniors in your family or friends that you need to kind of be looking out for. And I'm going to post this link to the nationalbaycalendar.com, which has some information on National Senior Health and Fitness Day. They talk about – one of the things they talk about are organizations that offer special events for seniors, banks, health clubs, area agencies on aging, houses of worship, hospitals, malls, shopping centers, parks and recreation, developed departments, retirement communities, senior centers, and state and local aging departments. You don't have to necessarily go through an organization to organize a group or a routine. You know, and it doesn't have to be a large group. You know, it can be just a few of you that get together and decide. You've just kind of had enough with feeling how you're feeling and looking how you're looking, and you want it to at least feel better. And so there are the things that you can do. But you're so right, Marion. One of the things for me when I turned 60 is like, there's this tendency to want to say, you know what, I just really don't care. And part of it is trying to talk myself into dressing about stuff, but establishing a routine that's beneficial health-wise, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, the good thing about it, if you stress about it, I mean, is it going to change anything?
True. That's very true. I mean, the only way to change something that you're stressing about is to actually do something about it or let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're healthy yourself, and you don't wait till you're in the midst of losing it, then to tell yourself, I need to go ahead and do something about it, because then the road and the battle will be an uphill battle. It can be done, but it will be an uphill battle versus if you start now and just do it, chip away at it a little bit by a little bit, you'll start feeling better and you'll start looking better.
Because it does show. It shows in your face. It interferes with your sleep and everything, and that's another thing. We don't get ample sleep, and we we take it for granted that it's just I'll sleep when I'm exhausted, I'll sleep when I get tired, or I'll sleep when I can fit it in, and that only works for a small period of time. We hear about people that, let's say, start businesses and they've gone on, let's say, a small amount of sleep. Well, the thing about it is that you really have to have a more balanced life, because even if you've taken time out of your sleep to work on your business is going to eventually suffer if your brain's not getting enough sleep and you're not making smart decisions. My opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the biggest problem that most people face, even people I run into. And I always tell people around about 2 or 3 o'clock is when you usually wake up.
Yep.
You're going to bed with things on your mind. And it'd be nice if you took like some chamomile and just basically wind your mind down.
Yeah. Because
whatever's facing you will be facing you in the morning also. So why would you go to bed and trouble yourself and be staying up for it?
That's true. And the other thing you were talking about, the sleep thing, it kind of sometimes takes a while to balance it out. One of the things that I was told, though, too, is you probably don't want to stress about not getting enough sleep, because that just makes it worse. Exactly. Sometimes you've got to just go ahead. And I did this last week. I woke up, and it wasn't a day that I had to get up at all. And I woke up and I tossed and turned for a little bit. And I finally just got up and said, well, okay, that's just it. I'm going to get up. Eventually I found there was a reason that I needed to get up. There was something that was going on with my body, and I needed to just get up and just kind of not stress about whether or not I was getting enough sleep and everything, and just, I turned on something on the TV that was a little bit more relaxing. There was stuff on my mind. I jotted down some notes or whatever, and after I jotted down the notes and got myself, calm into, because TV kind of will lull you sometimes, and so it got into a more relaxed state, then I was able to go back to bed.
Yeah. It's funny. It's trying to, and here's the, and I always tell people, here's just one of my love Marion Trainor hacks. If sugar is your issue or eating late is your issue, brush your teeth and drink 8 to 16 ounces of water, and it'll cut your sugar craving.
Right. And that's another thing that that I was told is that, I know I am so guilty in terms of not incorporating enough water. That's just been a lifelong challenge for me. But one of the things that I have tried to start doing is that if I'm going to drink something else other than water, to maybe try to drink some water first, to try to do it intermittently, so I'm getting just some regular water into my system and stuff like that. Another thing a doctor told me was to get rid of the screens earlier in the evening, which that's another challenge for me. But
the blue light messes with your melatonin.
But what about, there's an argument that, there's the white noise that is helpful for some people in terms of getting to sleep. What is your take on that?
I'm about the white noise is for me. I listen to affirmations, and it's more like binary sounds, and you can listen to rain, thunderstorms. The goal of all of that is to relax your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I get some of the best sleep.
Okay. All right. That's a good idea. I hadn't thought about that before, doing the affirmations. Okay. I guess I'll have to give up my law and order, which that used to be.
Well, you've probably fallen asleep on it and you don't see it all anyway.
That's true. And a lot of times I'm watching something and then it will come on in another time and my husband and I will talk about it and he's like, well, you've seen this show. I'm like, no, I did not see the show.
No,
the show may have seen me
because
I fell asleep. So anyway, how do you know, as an older person, when you maybe you're overextending or you're putting a little bit too much on there? How do you know to find the balance?
You have to find a balance because now you're going to be suffering from irritability. Probably one of the things is your blood pressure is probably going to go up. Your body gives you the signals. The irritability is one. The other one, you might start getting hit. The body will give you all the signals, but sometimes we ignore it because we're so used to the push through. Okay, I know that's going on, but I got to do this right here, and then I'll worry about that later.
Okay. So even like when you're exercising, you know, you're trying to incorporate it into you. There's going to be a point where your body's not going to allow you to do much more without some sort of stress or pain that you're going to have a hard time recovering from, I guess, right?
Well, when we're exercising, there's going to be a stressor. But that's why they go over what they call rest. So let's just say if you're not retired and you're an older person, you're still working. So let's just throw out the number 8 to 5 or 9 to 5. So you know within that stretch, there's nothing you can do with your body at that time. Now, you could get a break, and some jobs will let you have like an hour or hour and a half for lunch. You can do some form of exercise. So I would tell a person, you know, if you can't do it within the hour, within that time frame, then this is what you got to do. When you get up in the morning, you can do some squats, you can do some sit-ups, you can do some light jumping jacks if you don't have any issues. But if you do, you can do little mountain climbers at your pace. All that's going to do is get your heart revving up. It's also going to get you're going to release those endorphins so you have that feel-good. It's like a natural feel-good, and then now you can tackle your day. So you have to be creative instead of being less reactive and saying, well, I'll get to it, I will get to it, because that may never come. And again, your health is your wealth. You can abuse it if you want to. The body is only going to be as kind to you as you are to it.
Well, also, one of the things that happens for a lot of people as we get older, or increased risk of falling and stuff like that, and some of that has to do with balance. Do you have any suggestions in terms of how to work on maintaining proper balance?
Stretching and showing people how to stretch. Also, strengthening those muscles, those surrounding supportive muscles, like you have muscles around your hip. You have muscles the muscles are the cushion to the skeletal body. So when you say muscles, especially when you say it to women, the first thing they say is, I don't want to look like a guy. Well, you're not going to look like a guy. You don't produce enough testosterone. But you can have enough muscle on you that will cushion your fall if you fall. Because what you don't want to do is let osteoporosis set in. You have no muscles to protect the bones. So when you do fall or slam your hand up against something, it's an easy break.
Okay. All right. And yeah, and that's one of those cases too, by the way. If you are having, let's say, some bone issues, some fragility issues, this is one of those times when you need to go get having that hyperthyroid. In my case, it was depleting my system of a lot of stuff. And I was getting a little bit of osteoarthritis and stuff like that. So it's a constant watch that you have to do. So I just encourage everybody to not get, too carried away with other stuff in life and not pay attention to your own body. You really have to do more paying attention to what's going on with your body. Even if you think it's something small, and there's a lot of information out there, I would encourage even with the information that's out there, and you might convince yourself that certain things are going on with you, follow up with your doctor for sure if you don't do anything else. Because I take a lot of stuff back to my doctor, and she's like, "What are you reading?" just make sure that you, whatever it is, confirm everything with your physician. You're on the right track. If you don't, and I would say also, if you have a physician that you're not comfortable with, or you're not sure about, or you don't trust, get a second opinion or change physicians. That's absolutely what I would suggest too. So, any last minute tips before we go?
One day at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself with the results. Get into the journey of it. Enjoy the journey. You don't have to get to the destination so quick, even though we want the destination, but visualize it. Visualize how you want to look, how you want to feel, and start one day at a time. Take one day at a time. And don't forget MarionTrainer.com for your information. And if you want to reach out to me, you can also reach out to me at MarionTrainer40@gmail.com, because I know sometimes people have a tough time really talking with people about what they feel and what they want. And we're here with no judgment.
Appreciate you taking the time today, especially I talked to you kind of at the last minute, and you were there for me and for us, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, so, all right.
Take care. And we're right, gonna go. I'm talking to seniors, but I'm actually talking to everybody because, just keep in mind one thing. The body is a temple given to you by the grace of God. So it's one of the gifts that we have to kind of work on, keeping fit and protecting it so that we can be of better service to Him. That's just my opinion. Thank you for listening. Talk to you tomorrow, God willing. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Be well, be safe, be blessed. By the way, if you have topics that you want us to look into for the show, just hit me up on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. But thank you for listening, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.
This is what got us in trouble right here. These little interludes got us in trouble. Hey, where my old school at? Where my old school at? If you 37 and above, you old school. Just keep that bass line going. Hey, open your mouth!
Open your mouth, baby.
Come on, let's go.
Open your mouth,
you gotta open up your mouth. Give them the fruit of your lips.